On today's show, supplier ZF jumps into semi-autonomous technology, an engine that can deliver twice the fuel efficiency at no extra cost. And what's this? A concours event showcasing hearses? All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for July 9th of 2015. Hyundai Kia was just awarded a grant by the U.S. Department of Energy to create a wireless fast charging system for electric vehicles, and it teamed up with a company called Mojo Mobility to develop it. They are already in the final phase of the project. In the initial phase, they developed a wireless power transfer system that has more than 85% grid-to-vehicle efficiency. In the second phase, it was boosted to 92% efficiency. And to make it easier for everyday use, it's been designed to work even if the energy transmitter on the ground and the receiver on the vehicle are misaligned. The system has been integrated into a fleet of 5 Seoul EVs, and now they plan to use it in the real world to test its durability and performance. You know, fuel economy is one of the hottest topics in the auto industry right now, and Volkswagen is once again looking to highlight the superiority of diesel. The automaker enlisted the help of known hypermiler Wayne Gerdes to set a Guinness World Record for lowest fuel consumption in a non-hybrid car. The lap of the lower 48 states took 16 days and over 8,200 miles to complete, but it returned a whopping 81 miles per gallon and used less than $300 in fuel. That beat the previous record, also set by Gerdes, by more than 3 mpg, and beat the hybrid record by more than 6 miles per gallon. Just goes to show why we're seeing more and more automakers offer diesels in the U.S. market. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Most of us only see a hearse at a funeral or on reruns of the 60s TV show The Munsters. But in about 2 weeks' time, the Concours of America will be showcasing beauties like this 1937 LaSalle, which is still working, mind you, along with 6 other hearses at the 37th edition of the Concours d'Elegance in Plymouth, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. There will be over 300 classics on display, including the likes of this 1947 Bentley MK6 convertible, reportedly the most expensive post-war Bentley built, along with this 1929 Duesenberg J dual cowl phaeton, one of only 3 in existence, and this 1934 Ford Pearson Brothers coupe from the private collection of this year's Enthusiast of the Year and friend to Autoline, Bruce Meyer from California. All this is happening the weekend of July 24th. In fact, Larry Moss, the chairman of the event, will join us on Autoline After Hours the day before everything gets going, Thursday, July 23rd, where he'll tell us, among other things, why they decided to spotlight the hearse for the first time this year. Speaking of After Hours, many of you will remember when David Johnson, the CEO of Acadis Power, was a guest on the show. John just sat down with David to get an update on the Acadis engine, which could turn out to be a breakthrough in powertrain technology.
You know, we've demonstrated 20% fuel efficiency advantage versus the best diesel engines in the market. We've got a roadmap to a 30% advantage. And when you compare that to a gasoline engine, it's nearly 2 times the fuel economy. And the really brilliant thing about it is it doesn't cost more. Right? So this is an engine. We're not talking about, you know, lithium-ion batteries and setting up new manufacturing complex. We're not talking about, you know, multiples of cost that need to be somehow absorbed by the customer and aren't really affordable. We're talking about engines that are basically cast iron, forged steel, machined aluminum, bolted together, same way you make engines. And so it's a very cost-effective way to achieve and respond to the challenges we have in the marketplace today. CO2 regs, CAFE regs, emissions regs, fuel economy costs and pressures that consumers and truck drivers see in their fleets. So we really think it's a very powerful thing to move the market.
Think about it. Twice the fuel economy at no extra cost? Imagine running that engine on decarbonized gasoline. It could conceivably have a smaller carbon footprint than a battery electric vehicle. You can watch that entire interview on our website right now. And don't forget to tune in to After Hours later today, when we'll be taking a deep dive into the all-new Nissan Maxima. We'll have Vishnu Jahamohan from Nissan's Product Planning and Advanced Strategy Operations in the studio with us. And coming up next, ZF is the latest supplier to show off its technology for self-parking and remote control cars.
Why Tucson? There's the 17-inch alloy wheels, a panoramic sunroof, and the rear-view camera. And if that's not enough reasons, the touchscreen nav can help you find a few more. The Hyundai Tucson.
When ZF, the German supplier company, bought TRW, the American supplier company, they wanted to demonstrate the kind of technologies they could come up with when combining the two companies together. So they developed this car, what they call their smart urban vehicle. And it's got a couple of capabilities that really point to the future of automotive technology. Since this car is for driving in urban situations, ZF wanted to give it incredible maneuverability and parking capabilities. So using TRW's steering system, they modified the front suspension, kind of making it double-jointed. The front wheels can practically turn sideways to give the car a very short turning radius, about 10 feet less than a Chevy Spark. In fact, this car can practically turn within the length of its own wheelbase. They had to modify the front wheel wells to make room for the wheels to turn, but this kind of steering is a feature that could be added to many cars. But sometimes a great turning radius is not enough to make it easy to maneuver a car. So ZF developed a parking feature that's controlled by a smartwatch. All you have to do is hold your thumb down on the screen of the watch, and the car moves into action. Once it finds a parking space that it can fit into, the watch vibrates. Then the car backs into that space all on its own. In this demo, the driver has to stay close to the car. A more practical aspect is that you can use the watch to call your car and have it pull out of a parking spot all on its own. Presumably in the future, you will not have to stand next to the car to maintain the connection. And if operating your car with a smartwatch isn't enough, ZF also designed it so that you can control it with a tablet. The idea is to drive your car into tight parking spots or other situations where there isn't enough room to open the doors. You just hold the tablet in one hand and walk alongside the car. You steer it by running a finger on the screen of the tablet where an icon of the car is displayed. To turn to the right, you just drag your finger to the right. To turn to the left, you drag it to the left. And to back it up, all you have to do is drag your finger towards the bottom of the screen. It's not as easy as it looks to control a car using an iPad, but remember, this technology is very much in its infancy and is only going to get better. This car's got some amazing capabilities. We're not going to see this technology in showrooms in the next couple of years, but it really points to the future of what can be done. And it's very interesting to see how ZF and TRW together have produced these technologies.
Man, is it impressive to see how much new technology is coming out of the automotive supplier community. That wraps up today's report. Thank you for making AutoLine Daily a part of your day.